radio adventure. Let's even better.
Live, uncensored, Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
All right, we're back now with Deanna and Henry from Connecticut. Henry, you had a question about the Invasion USA, I gather.
Yeah, it seems to me that I think that these people, they just keep pushing the same thing. But it really, when I look at stuff around the world, and I also talked to Chapman, and he mentioned a quote. I questioned him about some quote that Helmut Kohl, the German chancellor, said that integrating all those different cultures and the guest worker program in Germany, he said after he stepped down, after he left office, he said it was a failure.
Sure.
And I it's one thing to get a few people here and there, but I think this business of this whole movement, and they keep talking about the Nazis and this and that, but this whole movement for the past 40 years or more to try to force integrating all these non-European third world cultures into America, into Canada, into Europe in massive numbers, like thousands and thousands, if not millions, it proves almost, not that I agree with them, but almost proves what some of the, extremists, like so-called Nazis or whatever you want to call them, that some of the stuff they're saying is really true. That stuff really does nothing but cause problems. It's always third world poor they're bringing in. They just like the idea of having something that's dirt poor that they think strives from nothing and think that's so wonderful. And it's just make every country, every city that had massive amounts of that becomes crap.
Okay.
I see the same thing. I see it in Bridgeport. It looks like parts of Queens. You see what you see with Queens. It's the same as you see as L.A. It's the same as you'll see in parts of Miami. It's the same as
deliberate.
Yes.
It started in 65 with Kennedy.
Yeah, with that.
And his Immigration Reform Act.
Yeah, the October 3rd, 1965 Immigration Reform Act.
Right.
Right,
and
with that bastard, Lyndon Johnson. Right.
Right.
Yeah.
And so this is planned. It's been decades in the planning. And with each new immigration reform, I mean, they just let more people and more people come in. And initially, when we set up immigration laws and policies, people were coming from educated backgrounds that were very similar to ours. In fact, they were like our backgrounds because most of the original settlers in this country came from European countries.
Yeah, right, from Sweden, Germany, Ireland, yeah,
exactly.
Italy, yeah.
But in 65, everything changed, and certainly it's deliberate. In fact, just as an example, in Vietnam, there was a bunch of Catholics up in North Vietnam. It wasn't North Vietnam then, but up in the north. Mm-hmm. And then the South Vietnam, the government decided to move a million Catholics down into South Vietnam because we had set up a puppet government down there, headed by Diem,
mm-hmm,
who was a
right.
Catholic. Mm-hmm. And so they wanted to change the political structure so that they could vote Diem in as the president of South Vietnam. But the only problem was that being as he was Catholic and all these Catholics were coming in, then they got some of the plush government jobs. And the South was suffering because prior to this time, the French had come in and taken some of their lands. They'd seized some of their lands from the farmers. The farmers weren't growing the food staples that they needed to keep a strong economy. And so there was they were poverty-stricken. They moved out the Chinese entrepreneurs who were buying the rice from the farmers, and some of the rice was sitting on the docks rotting. And so then you have
million. We got a break. Thank you very much for the call, Henry. We'll pick up on the other side with Deanna, our guest. I'm Rick Adams.
Hi. heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Rick Adams is back. Live, uncensored radio, Free America continues on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right, Deanna, you wanted to finish your statement about Diem in Vietnam. Why don't you do that? We'll take another call right after that.
Right. Okay, so they moved, the powers that be, the CIA, used naval ships and air transport, and they moved 1 million people. And this is in a country that people were not mobile. They stayed in their same villages. They were a village-based economy. They stayed on the same land for generation after generation. They took 1 million people from one place and put them someplace else where people were already starving, were already poverty-stricken, and they created a perfect chaotic environment.
Mm-hmm.
They created the problem that we were told we were going to go in and fix. But we created it.
Does that
same
sound
as
familiar?
In Iraq.
Does that sound familiar?
Yes.
In America today?
Yes. We created in Iraq this religious situation where you have two or more religions fighting amongst themselves. We did that. We created the problem. We created the chaos.
Well, you and I haven't, thankfully, but
no,
the government and the powers that be have.
Okay.
Yes.
Those people in the government did that.
Yeah, because we have nothing to do with our foreign
policy. Exactly. I mean, if we could take over, we'd probably solve a lot of
You know, it's always been the way when Woodrow Wilson was making his famous or infamous speech about how somehow the Constitution gave him the authority to promote democracy all over the world,
exactly.
And we looked for it. We couldn't find it in the Constitution. We said, hey, what's going on here? Well, we found out later that was Edward Mandel House and the Council on Foreign Relations that was directing Mr. Wilson. When that happened, hey, the American people didn't approve of it. You know, we had relatives, great-grandparents. People came here from the old country, from Europe. And they said, we left Europe to escape Europe's fighting and problems, and now we're going to go right back and fight? No way! And many of them just did not go, as you know, and some pretty famous people said, hey, we're not going to go fight another rich man's war. Well, that was just the beginning.
That's all they are.
That was just the beginning.
War.
Yep,
right.
Absolutely. No question about it. Let's take Joe in Texas. Hello, Joe.
Hello, Rick.
Bless you, Joe. Welcome.
Hello, Deanna. Hello.
How are you?
She's listening.
How are you?
How are you, ma'am? I talked to you once before, and you had asked me a question, what division was I with? The 77th Marines, ma'am.
Right. I remember you, yes.
Yes, ma'am.
How could you forget Joe?
How could we
no
forget
No one can
Joe?
Forget Joe. No question about it.
But, Deanna, what I wanted to call about today is a very, very spiritual day because I remember seeing everything that happened. And what I wanted to call about was that, Deanna, when I saw today that, like, you know, it's amazing how the drive-by media wants to come on and say that 300,000 New Yorkers have health problems because of all the debris.
Oh, yeah.
And when I hear 300,000, I try to read between the lines, Deanna, and it's like, to me, that says 200,000.
Right.
But even 200,000, Deanna, it's like those people had to breathe that stuff, man. And it's amazing. It's amazing that they want to make a big fiasco about New Orleans and FEMA. And where was FEMA for New York, you know?
Oh, they were there the night before.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, they were there before. Yeah.
Right.
The day before, they said they were already there on the scene, and nobody picked up on that.
Yeah.
Exactly. But then all of a sudden, Deanna, all these people have this lung disease.
Mm-hmm.
And
but you see, there was a lawsuit.
Right.
About it was an asbestos lawsuit, and the fact is that they could not legally bring those buildings down without getting the proper licensing, without it being detrimental to the health of everybody in New York. They could not do that.
Right.
But you see, they basically killed two birds with one stone without having the culpability of paying all the for all the health issues. Because if the terrorists did this, well, gosh, it's not the fault of New York, right?
Right.
The terrorists did it.
Yes, ma'am.
But there was a lawsuit about the asbestos in the building, and that lawsuit was begun in 1991. And it ended in 2001, in about April. And that was right before Silverstein took over the lease of these two buildings.
Right.
And what the Port Authority wanted to do was to have their insurance companies, and they had about 12 insurance companies, they wanted to have them pay for the abatement. Now, they started doing some asbestos abatement back in about 89, and
yes,
then
ma'am.
Discovered, oh, my goodness, this is going to be very expensive. I'm not sure that we can pay for this. And so they wanted to get their insurance companies to pay for it. And after a 10-year battle, the judgment was, no, your insurance companies do not have to pay for this. And so here they are, stuck with this albatross on some very expensive property. They couldn't really rent a lot of the space in those buildings because of this asbestos, because a lot of the people who wanted to come in and rent in the towers wanted to make some changes in the building, and, you know, there was this big asbestos scare. And asbestos really isn't dangerous unless it becomes airborne.
Right.
Okay?
Yes, because I've worked in mechanics, and, you know, I mean, I know it's not on the same degree and scale, like, you know, working with brake mm-hmm. pads and things like that, but I know asbestos is dangerous, but it's the failure until now, like 6 years later, that the government is finally, like, coming out and saying, like, well, all these people got sick. And, you know, it's just like New Orleans, Deanna, the same thing, and what's going on with the border. And, ma'am, I'm just, like I say, I swam across the river. I didn't swim across. I got on a camouflage floaty and went across the river down here in Texas where I live. And we have vehicles out there running without headlights. And I don't know what they're carrying. And now we're allowing vehicles to come into Texas. And they have a note that says, we're with so-and-so company, and we're allowed to come in here now. And it's like our the borders are wide open, Deanna.
Of course they are.
And they just it's just the American people need to wake up and when I heard that 300,000 people may be affected, man, by what they breathe, you know, and our government's like, you know, one world order health care, you know?
Well,
and then
you know,
we're going to be put in these camps, and I mean,
more
my God.
People die at the hands of government than
yes,
any
ma'am.
Other cause.
Yes, ma'am.
And the government really doesn't care
they
about
don't,
the
Dan.
Military that they send over to fight with depleted uranium ammunition. They don't care.
No, ma'am, because when
care.
You have, Deanna, when you have 15% of the American veterans that come back from war, especially in Iraq, when you have only 15% out of 100 that are getting the care that they need for defending their country as patriots, and they're not, they're coming back, and 15% have to talk to 25, 30 senators just to try to get some help for their comrades, man. It's like, what kind of country are we, you know? What kind of country, Deanna?
Well,
we?
You know, the whole reason that they have war is for population depletion.
Exactly. I
body
believe
count,
that. Yes, ma'am.
Body counts mean nothing.
Exactly.
They're into, you know, that's what the thing is, that's what the war is about, raising the body count.
But, Deanna, what concerns me, ma'am, is like I go, I know it's only every weekend, but when I go down and I go across the border into Mexico and I see vehicles running without headlights, it makes me very, very concerned, ma'am. And I don't know how to say this, but I had to take a lot because when... But then I'm wondering, like, is the government, is the American government involved? Because, like, if I'm a Mexican citizen or Mexican army or Mexican cartel drug dealer, or if I'm a black ops Mexican army person, and I'm there's no need for me to run without my headlights in Mexico in the middle of the night right across the Texas border. And I'm very concerned about it, especially living down here in Texas, like I told Rick last night, where we have all these refineries from Brownsville to Port Arthur, Texas. And that's 40% of our oil supply that turns into gasoline.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very concerned when we have people blowing up in Mexico, Veracruz, when we have people blowing up gasoline plants, and carrying cargo in trucks that blow up a 40-foot diameter blowhole in the middle of the road.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And those trucks
and then
coming,
after today.
Coming into the U.S. particularly.
Exactly. Right. Exactly, Rick.
With no supervision.
And
no passports,
supervision,
nothing.
And just a note. And after what I heard, ma'am, after what I heard from the... from the chief of the Border Patrol, and this is no ado in a way of speaking, ma'am. This is no ado to the agents who did their jobs down here in Texas that's in jail right now.
Right.
But when we're allowing that stuff to come in, and I can tell you, and I'm not going to give my sources, but I can tell you, ma'am, we have ex-convicts that are from Texas that have, that are, in other words, ex-parolees that are watching our ports in Houston, Texas, and they're unloading equipment, and 1% of that equipment is inspected, those cargo containers.
Sure.
And, I think about today, ma'am, and it's just, America needs to get back to God.
Mm-hmm.
And
amen to that.
And because, you know, but God bless you, ma'am, and thank you for your work, and keep doing it, man.
Thank you.
And let the people know.
I'm glad you called, Joe. Thank you for your call. We'll be back. Hey, we'll have more calls straight ahead. Deanna can stay a little bit, and we shall return with Deanna Spingola. Newswithviews.com. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Don't feel like the Lone Ranger. You've got the Radio Avenger on your side.
Hey, Rick Adams, come on. Hey, turn your horse radio on. Rick Adams is on. Ouch.
Okay, and we're back now. Our guest, Deanna. Deanna, by the way, if people want to communicate directly with you, can they reach you on the website or a direct email?
Sure. Deanna@Zengola.com.
That's right. Very simple, right? And do you have your own website, Deanna, for those
who... I do.
Yes, I thought you did.
Yeah, just Zengola.com.
Spingola.com, and that is S-P-I-N-G-O-L-A, right?
Right.
All right, let's take Joe. Joe Church is next. Hello, Joe.
Hi, Rick. How are you?
All right.
Hi, Diana.
Joe. Hi, Joe. Hi. How are you?
Good, and you?
Good.
Atta girl. Hey, I'd like to read one verse from the scriptures, if I could.
Surely.
Obadiah the prophet, chapter 1, verse 7. This is in context with our country today. All the men of thy confederacy have brought thee even to the border. The men that were at peace with thee have deceived thee and prevailed against thee. They that eat thy bread have laid a wound under thee, and there is none understanding in him. Diana, the North Tower which is on the West Side Highway. Are you familiar with it?
Mm-hmm.
West Side Highway. That North Tower goes straight up from the sidewalk of the West Side Highway, 110 stories high. At the base of this North Tower, there were two 20-foot metal pedestrian crosswalks. They're about 20 feet off the highway.
Right.
One on the north side and one on the south side, right at the base of the buildings. If you go to computer pictures after 9/11 of the West Side Highway, which is now called the Joe DiMaggio Highway, but if you look up those pictures, you'll see debris in the street, very little. Now, this is going right up from the sidewalk, 110 stories, very little debris.
Mm-hmm.
Those two crosswalks are totally intact. I drove there for 9.5 years. And those crosswalks, I examined them when they opened up the highway. I received a visit from a friend of mine in the middle of the night to give me this information, by the way. And I looked at the crosswalks, the top of the metal, it was metal crosswalks. And there were little pitted stones that had pitted the top of the roof, so I knew it wasn't replaced.
Mm-hmm.
That building went up 110 stories, and when that building fell, it showed on the news media the mushrooming effect that it had.
Oh, right.
That highway had very little debris on it. The only thing that tells me is those pictures we saw were not true pictures. Those two crosswalks should have been annihilated. The building across the West Side Highway should have been annihilated if those pictures were true. That mushroom effect of steel hitting the ground. The street wasn't even replaced. The asphalt. Mm-hmm. It's not even replaced.
Yep.
However, there were steel beams that were actually embedded in some of the nearby buildings. There were bone fragments that were found on the top of the German bank. There were when they exploded, it didn't just fall down. The towers exploded, and there was debris and smoke that shot up.
Right.
It wasn't just, the buildings collapsed because the steel got soft. There were explosions.
And, for sure.
And that took energy. And those fires were not hot enough to melt steel. In fact, no steel frame building ever, before or since 9/11, has ever collapsed due to fire. And that the North Tower, back in February of 1975, had a fire that lasted for several hours. It covered about 6 floors. And at that point in time, they amended the building so that fire could not travel through the elevator shafts, building shafts, to other floors. And when the issue of fire came up in 01. Nobody ever talked about the fire back in 1975.
Another thing, too, I might add, was the official explanation was that the fires had caused the floor trusses to give way.
Right.
But nobody talked about the 47 core columns that were there as part of the support for the whole structures. And
exactly.
How they could have been affected. Well, obviously, they did not burn or melt from the steel.
Of course not, because it just doesn't... airline fuel is like kerosene. It just only burns so hot. And like an office fire
mm-hmm.
has a burn of 600 to 800.
Okay, hold that thought and stay with me, Joe, and we'll be right back with Deanna. All right, 3 minutes. We'll be right back to pick up on these points with our caller. You can join in, too, 800-313-9443. Be right back. I'm Rick Adams.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best 4-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
How dare you call yourselves patriots and heroes? If you say the government is in a conspiracy to take your freedom away, you are just plain wrong. There is no freedom.
Okay, we're back, and we have with our guest, Deanna, who is a columnist with News with Views. We have Joe, and Deanna, you were explaining one of the factors in the fires and metals and so forth, and we had to interrupt you, but go ahead. You have time now to complete
that
thought.
Okay. Office fires burn at very low temperatures of about 600 to 800 degree Fahrenheit.
Mm-hmm.
Jet fuel is just like kerosene. Its maximum burning temperature is 1,200 degrees Fahrenheit. And steel doesn't melt until 2,750 degrees Fahrenheit. So jet fuel and the office contents in those buildings could not cause the tower's steel structure to buckle, to fail, to break into 30 feet pieces, just the very size of the trucks that hauled the steel beams away. Okay? It just didn't happen like the government said.
Mm-hmm. Deanna.
Yes.
If the scenario that the news media presented to us and that the government backed was found to be a fraud, what do you think that the people of the world would have in their minds from that point on?
Well, I think some of the people in the world already have that in their minds, because a lot of the people in the world understand that we live in a censored state. Our government, our media is very, very controlled. And the problem is that most Americans don't recognize that. However, other people do. Other people have the truth. They look at us probably the same way that we looked at the Germans after World War II and said, why didn't those people do something about their government? Why did they allow their government to get away with so much? We do have a controlled media. Now, about the video that was shot the morning of 9/11, there's a gentleman by the name of Les Raphael who wrote a lot about the Nadeh videos. Now, those, the Nadeh brothers were associated with the fire department, a fire department who were called out to investigate a gas smell, a gas leak, and it was on one of the very few streets in the whole area where you could get a clear shot of the towers from just far enough away to, so that they could get the plane that went into the North Tower. And they were in the middle of the street when they did that shot. They cordoned off the street. And remember that it was, you know, early in the morning when where people are going to work and whatnot. I personally believe, and Les Raphael also believes, that there are just too many coincidences and that the government actually set these people up to photograph the shots, to photograph the whole thing, to give us evidence so that we would be angry, we would be ready to relinquish our security for so that the government could take over, so that they could give us Homeland Security, so they could give us the Patriot Act, which had already been written up and ready for us. Everything's always in preparation. You know, they have the government has everything prepared. They had.
Wasn't that nice of them?
Yes, they have. They're ready. They're ready. They had the list of the 19 hijackers, hit the newspapers, hit the television that night. Everything's prepared, and I believe that the shots, the evidence to make us frightened, to give us evidence of this horrible crime. We're all visual people, and we all were glued to our television. 6 years ago today, we were all glued to our television. We watched it over and over and over, and they picked out people on the street who gave us information. In fact, one of the gentlemen that they talked to said, well, you know, these buildings fell because they were structurally unsafe. There was some malfunction in the buildings. Those people were planted. You know, they picked on just the right people to interview, to feed us, to brainwash us, to set the scenario, to give us the first thoughts that we should have about what happened. They told us what to think on 9/11. And the people who said, oh, my goodness, it sounds like an explosion. Oh, there was an explosion. Did we ever hear any more about the explosions except from such people as William Rodriguez? Did the government, did the news media ever question, well, what about those explosions? We need to investigate this. They never investigated the people who earned all of the money on the falling stock of United and American. They didn't investigate any of the things. They didn't investigate the insurance situation with Larry Silverstein. Nobody investigated that.
Mm-hmm.
And there was, they've been quiet. They're a part of the cover-up.
And it's taken people like you and others and News With Views and DV Kid and, gosh, so many others to dig and get the information out. And we here and Republic and all of the alternative media, if it wasn't for these forums, there'd be nobody who really and truly would even begin to have the ability to put two and two together and get four. I mean, we're living in a non-thinking world, you know? We live in a world of make-believe, of deception, and it goes to show how easy it is, Joe and Deanna, to fool large numbers of people into believing something that's not true. Now, having said that, we note the polls have consistently shown an increasing number of Americans officially doubt the official 9/11 cover-up story. That is, nearly one half doubt it and believe that the government had something to do, at the very least, had prior knowledge, if not planning in it. So it's not totally hopeless on their part, but let's face it, it is very easy when you own the media to condition people to think a certain way, to hate a certain group, to go after a certain country, to start a certain war. This has been their modus right from the beginning.
Right.
Nothing new under the sun here.
We are totally conditioned.
Yes.
The polls have shown us that the political leaders of our country and even many other countries around the world are at all-time lows. Faith of the people in their governmental leaders is in the toilet,
exactly.
Down at the bottom.
And what does that mean, Joe, now, in your biblical studies? What does that indicate to you?
Well, it shows you in the Apocrypha, in the book of Esdras, it talks about the end times, and an angel is explaining conditions that would be. Now, this Apocrypha was contained in the original King James 1611 between the Old and New Testaments, especially the Edgar Goodspeed edition.
Right.
But it shows you that the leaders, this angel said that the leaders would be changed much more often as the end drew near, mm-hmm. because of the discontent of the people of the world. Because they were so frustrated in their leaders,
but
so they wanted to change them more often as the end drew near.
But the problem with the people getting upset with the leaders is that we didn't get upset soon enough, and the leaders have the ability to control the resources. They are seizing the resources. And when they can control oil, which tells, which disables us from traveling, and it isn't just taking a vacation. It's like, okay, how are we going to get to work? And they can control food. You know, if trucks stopped running, okay, if trucks stopped running for a week, do you know how empty the grocery store shelves would be?
Sure.
Totally empty.
They would be totally empty. Do you think that that would be a control issue? And if they can control the resources and can control oil and control money, which they've been doing since 1913, they control the inflation rate, they control every aspect of our lives and have for decades. It's going to take a revolution to end that.
Either that, Deanna, or they'd have to take up the mind of Christ and be as the children of Israel walking through the desert, receiving manna from heaven because of their faith. And that's something that they've stripped away from us. They've stripped it totally away.
Exactly.
That ability to be fed by an angel.
And that is deliberate
angel's
also.
Food.
With the government schools.
Deliberate.
And with, it's deliberate dumbing down in our school system.
Mm-hmm.
It's using fake science and actually changing the morals of America with, like, Kinsey. Rockefeller financed Kinsey and all of his fake science and brought that into the schools. And it altered the morality of America. Totally altered our thinking, our level of acceptance of the garbage that you see on TV. There was a period of time when I had small children where my husband and I decided that we were going to get rid of our television.
Yes.
And we did that for a period of about 7 or 8 years.
Uh-huh.
And between the time that we got rid of the TV and then stupidly bought another one, the change,
mm-hmm.
even in the things that were advertised, was night and day. We could hardly believe
went downhill
the garbage
pretty quick. Yeah.
That was
yeah.
on TV.
Mm-hmm.
And now we have small children who are being reared with TV as a babysitter. Do you know how many people put their little children in front of a TV to distract them, to occupy them? We're training our children that they have to be hooked up to some mechanical, you know, an iPod or you know, games, video games,
mm-hmm.
and television. And that's a brainwashing tool.
Sure.
We're brainwashing people to accept a culture that is really pretty degrading.
It certainly is.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Joe, a final thought, if you will?
Samson, his strength was not in his hair.
It was in his faith.
It was in his faith in God.
Right, and when he lost that, had nothing whatsoever to do with his hair.
Yeah. Thank you, Diana.
Thank you very, very much.
Thank you, Joe.
Okay, Joe. Thank you. Excellent points. So it all comes down to this war, if you will. It's not just a culture war, as some would say. It's not just a physical war, a truth war. But it really is a spiritual warfare that we're fighting here. Everything that we've brought up tonight about the anomalies of 9/11, the lies, the cover-ups, the incongruities, the nonsense that just it cannot be substantiated, yet they published the book, and then they published another one, a backup to it, 9/11. And it's just unbelievable that the American public in this day and age, with all of the media that we have and all of the so-called choices, Deanna, that we have, cannot find in any of the mass media, the major media, an honest one among them. And that is a commentary in itself, isn't it?
Right. Well, you know, Edward Bernays, who is the grand master of propaganda, stated one time, he said, "We are governed, our minds are molded, our tastes formed, our ideas suggested, largely by men we have never heard of."
Mm-hmm.
This is a logical result of the way in which our democratic society is organized. So we are under the illusion that we are governed by the executive and the legislative branches, and that the court decides what's constitutional. They protect the constitutional law of the land. We have not had that for decades, and it's a terrible shame. It's a terrible shame. But 9/11 accomplished something. A lot of things
mm-hmm.
happened on 9/11. There were almost 3,000 unsuspecting people that were killed. It destroyed the health of others. It created fear and insecurity in the American population. It helped the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey to relinquish their money-losing property. It created vacant prime acreage for potential new money-making buildings. It financially benefited Larry Silverstein. It blanketed New York City with hazardous pollutants, creating prevalent health concerns without accountability or liability. It reinforced the neocon claim of Islamo-fascist terrorism. It created the new Pearl Harbor event, which the neocons suggested in 1998. And then it produced that war environment. We went to war, and it was misdirected. How we ended up in Iraq, when Iraq had absolutely nothing whatsoever to do with it, is because the media kept talking about Saddam Hussein and 9/11, and they created. In fact, if you talk to a lot of people, they will think, because they clumped Osama bin Laden and Saddam Hussein together, people think that Iraq had something to do with it, when in fact nobody had anything to do with it.
As we said earlier, the conditioning process is very powerful.
Right.
And the minds of people can be conditioned to hate whoever we are supposed to hate today, to attack whoever we're supposed to attack today, and the same process repeated itself throughout history. So there's nothing new under the sun. And Deanna, we have just a few minutes left, and I just want to thank you very much for being with us tonight and sharing with us your knowledge and thoughts on 911. And what will your upcoming columns deal with next?
I'm writing about Vietnam and how similar that war was and how we set it up. Vietnam was made in America. Iraq was made in America. The same agency, the corporate interest agency, otherwise known as the CIA, was never an intelligence agency. It was an agency created to perpetuate war and chaos. And whenever I hear about some explosion or bombing over there, I think that it's CIA. Because they did the same thing in Vietnam. They went over.
You've got good reason to do that, no question. All right, let's just wrap up when we come back, and we'll do that in 3 minutes. Stay with me, Deanna. I'm Rick Adams.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hitting them pretty hard and knocking them right out of the park.
Rick Adams is on.
Right on base, on point, on RBNLive.com.
Okay, we're back now to finish up with Deanna. And Deanna, you know, it's just it's fearful, you know, the predictions that have been made and the fact that we have been told by the very people that have had a part to play in this 9/11 that we are going to be hit again and we are going to be in getting a good deal of damage done, much more than ever before. It is a very frightening thing. And yet, we know that no matter what does happen, as you said earlier, I think the key for Americans, the key for the people of the world to know, Christian people particularly, is to keep their faith strong, because ultimately they will be protected if they are faithful. But no matter what does come, we don't want to be swept up by fear and false manipulation, because ultimately this system of the Antichrist will come predicated on that proposition of peace and safety. And that's what George Bush always talks about, peace and security, peace and safety. And those are the words to watch for, Deanna.
Peace at what price?
That's the whole point. You have to give up something in order to have something, right?
Right.
Well, I know you don't want to give up, and I don't want to give up my liberty or my freedom. And that is something that they are telling us we must do, whether it's 9/11 or whether it's the so-called global warming concept or whatever it is today, Islamofascism. Oh, my. We can go on and on and on with new boogeymen to chase around the world. But
right.
The reality is we must resist the force of evil and all that it represents if we are worth our salt. Amen?
Amen.
It's been my pleasure having you on the show, and I hope to have you back again. You've been very good to come on for 2 hours and spend that time with me. Keep writing, and we'll keep reading, Deanna.
Thank you so much. And I, you know, on this night, this very special night, you know, you just have to think of the victims.
Amen.
That were the families that were so intimately involved, and they need to have justice, and we need to raise our voices and
mm-hmm.
and help them to attain that.
And we shall.
Okay, thank you so
Deanna.
Much.
Blank, thank you, and God bless.
Same to you. Bye-bye.
Now. All right. Well, it's been a very heavy program as usual. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us, and we will... We'll see you again right here on Uncensored Radio Free America. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio, remembering 9/11 and remembering how we've been lied to by our own government. Ladies and gentlemen, the war is now. The war is on. Let us never forget. Let us never forget who is responsible for subjecting America to total and complete dismemberment. The enemy is right here from within. Good night, everyone. Rick Adams. God bless.